If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Good morning, Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park, Gov and Greg behind the glass. We have Red Wing tickets to give away this hour on the show. A pair of tickets to see their next game against the Vancouver Canucks, January 8th. For tickets and event info, go to NHL.com/Red Wings. To win them with us this morning, listen this hour for the Mickey Redmond Bingo Bango drop. When you hear that, call in, win your pair of tickets. Get tickets all season long for the centennial season, celebrations for 100 years of hockey. John, a couple quick texts on our last convo. There's been this undercurrent the last few years. Whenever the Lions season ends, football fans here say, I'm done. It's a sour ending. I just can't stomach watching more football. But that was when they were the one seed or when they were on the edge of the Super Bowl, right? You're up halftime, 17 points at the NFC title game. A little different when you finish the season the way they did.
Yeah.
Struggling. We all kind of came to grips with that they just weren't good enough. Are you invested in these NFL playoffs or Lions let down, put a sour taste in your mouth? You're going to focus on Pistons, Red Wings, other things. 248-539-9797. Guys, I haven't watched a game since Christmas. Go Pistons, go Wings. That's Roy in Clarkston. Guys, think about it like this. This is from Steve. It might be just the second time in the last 25 years that fans could watch the NFL playoffs without Brady or Mahomes.
Yeah, I mean, that.
Think
it's
about
wild.
That. That's crazy.
It is wild.
I think the only time in that 25 years would have been when Brady tore his ACL, right? And missed that one season?
Yeah.
Other than that, we've had one of Brady or Mahomes in the playoffs every year.
But then you start thinking about, okay, who could the next guys be? Because you got Drake May in there. Mm-hmm. He's only in his second year. You've got other young quarterbacks. Is this the year that Josh Allen gets it done? Now, he's not, you know, obviously as young as Drake May.
No, but there are guys who've been waiting in line. Like, I think of Herbert, Allen. Hey, man, if you felt like, well, it's like Jordan, you know, and he wins all the titles. What are we supposed to do?
Yeah, well, just wait till he's out.
Well, or go
They're
be Akeem Olajuwon.
Yeah.
Jordan's going to go play baseball. Go be Akeem Olajuwon. I think that's a great way of looking at the NFL playoffs. Who's Akeem Olajuwon? Who's going to go steal the Super Bowl that they've been denied under Mahomes and Brady? Mm-hmm.
So if Allen does win it, does Tirico put an asterisk on it?
Oh, God. Do they have the Super Bowl this year?
Man. I got to look. I'm not quite sure. I think they're due for it.
Well, I thought you were the one that knew all the broadcasters and the
stations.
I know
them after they happen.
After they, okay.
By the way, Tirico did a great job Sunday night setting up that dramatic kick.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my. They're great.
Again, I go back to that. And obviously, the fallout has been that the kick was missed. John Harbaugh is out of a job. If the kick is made, is John Harbaugh still in Baltimore and Mike Tomlin's out of a job? Like that kickers.
Exactly.
Kickers.
And you would have gone to an NFC championship game. All right. Sorry. It is NBC, by the way.
Okay.
So he can put the asterisk.
Was it Peyton Manning that called Vanderjagt his idiot kicker?
Yes.
That's it's
awesome.
Great.
Another one says, playoff football is quality football. I will, of course, be watching. That's Sid in Novi. Sid's on board.
Yeah, yeah. But most of it will be quality football. I'm not sure what Carolina's going to look like.
It'll technically be football. Quality.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Yeah, I'm not sure what the Steelers are going to look like.
So, John, I agree quickly with the eight teams that you had said you think have a chance to get to the Super Bowl. I do think the one that's lurking outside of that that you don't have potentially is Jacksonville. I'm not quite sure what to make of them.
So I got them at nine.
Yeah, and they won their last six games by 121 points, mm-hmm. and they went into Denver and won by 14.
Yeah, that's why I think this is going to be unbelievably entertaining in the postseason, because Jacksonville, even though I don't have them in my top eight, I don't think they're going to be there, they do have that chance. And I would classify them as being able to make that Cinderella run. The other one that I've got way down the list is the Chargers. Well, I'd say way down the list. They're at 10.
But think about it. The coach-quarterback combo is strong as any in the playoffs, right?
Right. And you know, is Justin Herbert able to put this team on his back and play with the broken hand? And are they able to overcome some of the deficiencies on defense and being able to protect him?
At the same time, they finished right around a top 10 defense.
Right.
Herbert had a game down the stretch where he wasn't sacked at all. If they win one, get the monkey off their back, beat a Patriots team that's mm-hmm. a little overinflated,
team,
but
yeah.
maybe a little overinflated, all of a sudden the Chargers monkey's off their back. Jim Harbaugh's been to a Super Bowl. Like, it's as wide open as any NFL playoffs that we've ever had.
Yeah.
Anyway, 248-539-9797. On the Lions front, we're going to have a little fun with the coordinator carousel. 735, we've got a baker's dozen names. We'll do yay or nay for the Lions' next offensive coordinator. John Morton was relieved of his duties yesterday. We also have proposal fails. It was in the news in the state of Michigan. End of the hour, we'll get into that. John, I don't want to shortchange your topic here because I think this is a really interesting question you have for two college quarterbacks.
Yeah, and the two college quarterbacks, the two guys that if they come out are going to go extremely high in this draft are Fernando Mendoza from Indiana, Heisman Trophy winner. We all know what he's done there. We're still watching him play. And the quarterback that he's going to face in the semifinals, Dante Moore. We love Dante Moore, local kid. Both of them, and I didn't realize this, Fernando Mendoza still has a year of eligibility. Obviously, Dante Moore, only being of sophomore eligibility, has two more years of eligibility. The top two teams drafting, now this is typical, right? You have some of the worst franchises or the worst teams drafting at the top of the draft in regards to the NFL draft. And does Fernando Mendoza and Dante Moore look and say, well, the Raiders are picking one. They're currently going to be paying what, four head coaches? They've been a disaster of a franchise, and they're still paying Josh McDaniels, Antonio Pierce, Pete Carroll, and oh, by the way, they're still paying the highest paid coordinator that was fired midseason in Chip Kelly. It's been a disaster,
yeah.
But they have a minority owner in Tom Brady. Does one of them look and say, well, if I can go number one, do I get a chance to work with Tom Brady? And is that enticing to be able to come out? Obviously the money. Okay, that goes understood. Like, you're number one or number two overall pick, you're going to be making a bunch of money. But college quarterbacks are also making a lot of money.
Getting drafted by the wrong team can ruin your career.
If one of those guys says, you know what, hey, we're going to go 1-2. And if I go to the Raiders, maybe I'm okay with that, depending on who they hire as their coach.
Yeah.
But if I go 2 to the Jets, now this isn't a slight at Aaron Glenn. This is more of a shot at the organization. That has, 15 years since they've been in the postseason?
Yikes.
It is a disaster.
It's the longest drought in the NFL, right?
Of an organization. Yeah.
And the fear I would have if I was drafted by the Jets... New York market,
mm-hmm.
things York turn media. Quickly. Aaron Glenn in year two, if he doesn't see a year three, you have to learn a whole new playbook.
Mm-hmm.
There'd be a whole new coaching staff 1 year into your career.
So the question is, before I start going on and on about this topic, is if you are Fernando Mendoza or Dante Moore and you're looking at it going, hey, either I'm going to the Raiders or the Jets, do I make the decision to come out and go to one of those teams and start my NFL career and know that an organization could kill a quarterback's career, and maybe you're only there for 3 or 4 years. You don't get the support. You don't get anything that gives you an advantage to be a successful NFL quarterback, and you don't get a chance to get to that second contract. Or you get labeled as a backup, or you got to be a retread like a Sam Darnold after 7 or 8 years. Or do I stay in college sports where, and it's been reported that the new Texas Tech quarterback is making around $5 million. Fernando Mendoza is the current Heisman Trophy winner. He could be the quarterback of a national championship team. Is there a path for him to make $4 to $6 million? Same thing with Dante Moore. We know they got some money out in Oregon. $4 to $6 million. Continue to develop another year in college football and roll the dice and say, you know what, maybe next year somebody else is picking one or two, but I have another chance to develop more as a quarterback in college football and make a bunch of money.
So this question has been asked before, but things are different now because college athletes are getting paid. You know, this isn't the first time we've thought, hey, should a quarterback go back to school to avoid being drafted by, I don't know, the Cleveland Browns or something. The difference now is you can still get paid a lot of money if you stay in college. Your question is, for these two quarterbacks, should they consider staying in school given who's picking one and specifically who's picking number two? Here's what's so tough about it. The sooner you get to the NFL, the sooner you get to the second contract. The second contract is the generational wealth. That's where we're talking about stacking hundreds of millions of dollars in your bank account.
But do you even have a chance if you're going to the Jets to get to that second contract?
Well, and it's tough because I think the Raiders are the better destination right now. I guess it'll depend on who they hire as their head coach. But I think you get a little more runway a couple years with that coaching staff. You go out because you think you could go number one, right? Like if you're Dante Moore, if you're Fernando Mendoza, you think you got a shot to go number one, so you go pro. And if you fall to two, I think that's where it gets a little rockier. Just because I don't know if Aaron Glenn sees a third season in New York.
Right, and then...
And now you're Sam Darnold, and it's the long road to your $100 million.
Right, so then you're looking at your second year going, hey, the first year was an epic disaster.
Yep.
Second year, it's going to be a new coach, new system, new everything, plus it's still an organization that is a dumpster fire.
And the Harbaugh firing could change this. He's a candidate probably for the Raiders.
Right.
And we said earlier, this might open up other jobs, his availability.
Yeah.
Does it open up the Jets' job? The Jets swoop. The Giants are rumored to be hot after him.
Right.
You know?
How many teams have fired their coach for John Harbaugh? It's more than 10.
Yeah.
it's wild.
It is. And so how long does it take for them to hire that coach? And what is the deadline, currently the mythical deadline for declaring for the NFL draft?
Right.
I think Tom's looking it up right now. I don't know what that date is, but you would anticipate that all of these teams would have a head coach by that deadline. And it may determine, all right, if the Raiders get John Harbaugh, either of those guys come out because they think they could be number one and go and play for John Harbaugh.
You go out, you work out for them, you spin the football, you do the interviews, you position yourself to go number one overall. Here's the other reality, and it's always been the truth here. You could say, I don't want to go to these two teams, but it's going to be two lousy teams the next year. I mean, that's by definition. You're going to have poorly run franchises with coaches who are brand new or on the hot seat. Like, that's just going to be what it is if you're going to be taken at the top of the NFL draft. I think the answer is you probably go, but I think the question's harder to answer because of the money in college football now.
The answer I'm finding on this is January 14th for non-playoff teams is the declaration date. For playoff teams, it's January 23.
Okay, so if Dante Moore and Oregon win, they are still going to have to drag that out, that decision.
Right, but by January 23, like, I think John Harbaugh is probably hired by then.
Yes.
But if he's not, or if he's not hired by one of these two teams, then who is going to be the Raiders coach if they're waiting for a coordinator that's playing in the Super Bowl?
Also true.
And doesn't the portal close like the 16th?
Well, that's someone texted this in, and it did pop in my head too. I don't want to kill the topic, but Indiana already has next year's quarterback. They brought in Hoover from TCU.
Okay.
But that can change.
Right? I know.
So, Fernando Mendoza, he goes on to win a national championship. You can't tell me that somebody wouldn't say, hey, we'll pay you $6 million to come be our quarterback. You're a Heisman Trophy winner.
I just think you got to go at that point. Like, if you win the Heisman Trophy, the national title, you're going to be the number one or gasp the number two pick. You go, you deal with the fact that you might be a Jet. You deal with the fact that it might not work out. You can't live in fear that it's going to fail. These guys are uber competitive, uber confident. Of course I'm going to succeed.
Or could one of them pull a John Elway or an Eli Manning? Well,
there's always that possibility, too. Although Fernando Mendoza feels way too wholesome to do something like that.
I don't know. I mean, the Manning family kind of felt that way
as
well.
That's true. Who's pulling the strings? We're going to get to the coaching carousel, coordinator carousel for the Lions. That's at 735. It's 97.1.
Injury attorney David Feminino is the guy you want to call if you've ever been hurt in an accident. But what he really wants, what we all want, is for all of us to be safe on the roads. He knows how tragic accidents can be. That's why he started David's Driving Edge, to spread awareness about distracted driving and help us with the tips to be better prepared on the road. If we can prevent accidents before they happen, that's the real win. You can learn more at getdavidgetpaid.com/drivingedge. That's getdavidgetpaid.com/drivingedge.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford, and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It went viral from our state. Proposal fails. We'll do it at 7:50. Little Lions football talk at 7:35. John Morton out. Coordinator carousel. A baker's dozen. We'll play yay or nay. Do you want this guy to be the new OC for the Lions? That's at 7:35.
Hey, we were talking about the coaches that the Raiders are still paying. I mentioned Antonio Pierce, Josh McDaniels, Pete Carroll, and I threw in Chip Kelly because he was the highest paid coordinator. They're also still paying John Gruden.
What a mess.
They're paying $50 million this year to former coaches, and they still have yet to hire their next coach.
So they'll pay five coaches next season, right? Unless one drops off.
No, they're going to be paying Antonio Pierce $8 million, Josh McDaniels $10 million, John Gruden $10 million, Pete Carroll $16 million, and Chip Kelly $6 million. So there'll be five head coaches.
Yeah,
but
so six total coaches, five head coaches. Wow. And that's team picking number one. So you brought this question up. Dante Moore, Fernando Mendoza. We've always just said, hey, you go pro and you deal with the hand you're dealt. But now with the money that these college athletes are making, is it a bit of a conundrum? Do you risk going to the Raiders or the Jets? Mm-hmm. Could you have two coaches in 2 years in the case of the Jets? And hell, the Raiders just fired Pete Carroll after 1 year. That organization could do that again. So
I think it's more of a question for Dante Moore because he's only in his, third year?
And there's a soft landing staying at Oregon.
Yeah.
If he decides...
And going to make a lot of money. And maybe he wants to come back, win the Heisman. If they don't win a national championship, yeah, there's that.
Okay, so the Dante Moore question, let's just phrase it like that. If you're Dante Moore, everybody thinks Fernando's going number one. It could change. Are you going pro to be drafted into the New York market, the mess that could be that coaching staff a year from now? Or are you going to come back to school, seek a record payout, chase a Heisman, chase a national title? I think the answer is you still go pro because you can't control who's going to be picking at the top. It could still be the Jets the very next year.
Could be. But it also could be a team like Arizona. Again, dumpster fires all over the place.
But you can't control it. Someone could trade up. You can't control who drafts you.
No, you can't.
Unless you're a Manning.
Right, yeah, or Elway.
For the most part, us regular common folk, we just get taken where we're taken.
Mm-hmm.
The most quarterbacks don't have a say in where they're going to go. So it's hard to try to manufacture a destination if you're Dante Moore. I think it's more interesting than it's ever been, but I think the decision is you go pro.
Yeah, because you're going to have the earning power over, let's just say, 4 years, if they don't end up picking up your fifth year.
Yeah, is greater
than the 1 year of college football. But there is also that argument, and I know a lot of NFL execs would love to see more college quarterbacks stay longer and develop at the college level than coming in not as developed as they need to be to play at the NFL level.
Where this is going to be more interesting is actually not Mendoza or Moore. It's going to be guys who have like a second round grade. Do you go or do you stay?
I think that decision is becoming much easier to stay for another year.
Yeah.
And because even if you don't improve your draft stock, you might be making more as a fourth or fifth year senior in college
than
you would be making as a second round pick.
A great example is Quinn Ewers a year ago. He would have made way more money being the quarterback in the SEC or the Big Ten this season.
Yes.
Than he was as a seventh round pick holding the clipboard most of the year for the Miami Dolphins.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get to the phones. Let's get to Pete. You're on 97.1.
Hey, I think you got to go, gentlemen. And here's a reason that I haven't heard brought up yet. What about trades? You know, either way. So say you waited out a year and there's a couple more decent teams at the top of the order there. One of those horrible franchises can trade up and get you. Or vice versa.
Yep.
You can go this year and, you know, a good team who had a rough year, you know, name any of the decent teams that missed the playoffs, they can, you know, trade some draft capital and go grab you, and it could work out. It's just so much out of your control. You got to go. Get closer to that second contract.
Yeah, and I mean, that's a great thought. And we didn't even talk about the trade that the Jets made in unloading Sauce Gardner. They're going to have three first-round picks, and they're going to have a couple more next year.
So if they don't take a QB this year...
Well, no, but my point is if they take, whoever they take, whether it's Mendoza or Moore at number two, you're going to get a lot of young talent in the next two drafts, and hopefully they do it right. They start building a franchise, and you can grow with them, and then you could be the quarterback that makes all the difference in the world.
You're the best quarterback since Joe Namath for the New York Jets. You get your own Broadway Joe moment. Let's get to Heather with the news.
So after being ejected from Michigan State's win over USC at the Breslin on Monday, former MSU star Paul Davis is now apologizing. So he was removed from his seat after shouting something that crossed the line at a referee. And on Tuesday, Davis spoke at a podium at Michigan State's media availability where he apologized to the players, to coaches, and the USC team.
Yes, they did.
Yes, exactly. It wasn't as shocking the second time around. I was prepared for it. But the first time I heard his voice, I was kind of like, that's not how I pictured you sounding.
Yeah, but he's a big dude.
I know
it would be weird if he came in with a high-pitched voice. be like, huh, that doesn't fit.
Yeah, but there's a lot of big dudes with not voices that sound like this.
You are correct.
Did you go to school around the same time he did?
We did. I think we graduated around the same time. I didn't know him. Obviously, I went to the rivalry school. He was at Rochester. I went to Adams. But I knew of him because obviously...
Well, you guys were at Michigan State the same time then too. But you hadn't... Did you ever go to a basketball game?
No.
So no football games, no basketball games. No. Your college experience is
I have been to the
different.
Breslin for something. I don't believe it was a basketball game. Yeah, let's not. We had a very different college experience. No, I wasn't. Yes. Yeah, I wasn't into the sports. Okay, so according to a new investigative report, two DDOT employees engaged in romantic interactions while on duty, which led to all sorts of disruptions, but they weren't properly disciplined. So it happened last year. It sounds like last May in particular, the employees were caught on video, quote, fondling each other on a bus. They then reported
an uncomfortable news article.
A fake mechanical issue with the bus. They then put the bus out of commission and went to a restaurant. They went out to eat. So all of that resulted in 115 minutes of service disruption. So the bus just wasn't running. So there was all these people waiting to get to wherever they needed to go, and the bus wasn't there. It sounds like there was other occasions too where the bus was taken out of service. Anyway, the new report also found that both employees failed to actually disclose their relationship, which is required. And then it also found that the two only received 5-day suspensions, but according to,
their bylaws,
they should have basically been fired. Should have been, it says a 30-day suspension followed by termination is what they should have received for their actions. But it also found whoever was disciplining them didn't actually research the situation. A whole lot's going on. So basically, they want some new things implemented. Yeah. They want new punishments, and it sounds like that is taking place. I talked about the next story being a little uncomfortable. Listen to this. Former NFL pro Matt Khalil is suing his ex-wife, Haley, over comments that she made on Twitch back in November about the size of his junk. So she actually said that his size was the biggest factor in their divorce, and she described it as two Coke cans, maybe even a third.
And he's suing her.
And he's suing her because he says that her remarks have subjected him to unwanted attention and invasive commentary from the public. And on top of that, he claims that his family has been negatively affected as well, especially his new wife.
So explain this, because it sounds like a compliment, but it's made his life worse.
According to him.
So Pete Davidson has said this too, because Ariana Grande hyped him up. And now he says every woman he's with is let down because this idea has been built up in their head. So now Matt Khalil's walking around with three Coke cans, allegedly.
Yes, and apparently...
Is that stacked or is it
talking girth?
Oh, boy.
Yes, they're stacked, John.
Either way,
weird if it was... I don't want to picture this.
No. It's all weird.
So
I heard she's countersuing for medical expenses.
Oh, God.
Well, she did say that she was left in tears. But she did say she... Yeah.
I would imagine that she knew this before they got married.
You would think.
Oh, yeah. You would imagine. Oh, for sure. But
did you say that's the number one reason for the divorce?
Yeah, the biggest factor in their divorce.
The biggest factor.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Anyway, so he's basically saying that while he's left to deal with all this unwanted public attention, she's been financially benefiting from the attention she's getting. So anyway, he's requesting a jury trial and damages with the amount exceeding over $75,000. She says she's shocked and hurt by the filing.
Huh. Wonder what type of exhibits they'll have.
Sounds like a couple pop cans. All right, that's Heather with the news, 97.1.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's time for yay or nay coordinator carousel. Do you want this guy to be the Lions' next offensive coordinator?
All right, guys. First name up is Scotty Montgomery, Lions assistant coach and receivers coach.
I would say nay. You got to have a sophisticated passing attack. And I'm sure that he's versed in that. I just don't know that he's at that position yet.
They passed over him last year. They didn't hand him play calling in season. Nay.
All right. Another in-house name, Hank Fraley, Lions offensive line coach, offensive run game coordinator.
Again, passed over last year. Didn't give him the job midseason. And I want him focusing on this offensive line reshuffle. I go nay.
I would be interested in this one. I'd say yay. And the reason is he's been there. He's there before Dan Campbell. And I think there is a case to be made for he interviewed last year for the Seattle Seahawks OC job. Didn't get it. I know that his name is going to be tossed around again for some of these OC spots. I wouldn't necessarily just throw this one away. I would say yay.
All right. Big name here. Brian Daboll, ex-Giants coach.
Interesting, because I know there's a relationship, obviously, between the two of them. They've talked about that in the scrimmages that they've had. I don't know that him as OC, his personality, and being a former head coach, I don't know that that fits for this team or for what Dan Campbell would need.
I'd say yay. If you want someone you trust who's called plays before, that's a huge check in the case of Brian Daboll. And again, I'm not asking him to run the football team. It went poorly in New York. Just run my offense. He's proven he can do it at a high level.
All right. Maybe stealing somebody from Ben Johnson. Declan Doyle. He is the offensive coordinator for the Bears.
So the Bears would have to approve this. I don't think they're going to do the Lions any favors. I'm going to go nay.
Well, they would have to approve it unless it was OC slash assistant head coach. That's where titles all matter, and it would be a promotion and title. I'm not going to say no. I would say yay on this one. I would need to hear more of the interview process, but we obviously saw what the Bears did offensively.
All right, name from the past, but actually has interviewed reportedly with the Lions already for the job. David Blau, who is the Commanders quarterback's coach.
Interesting.
Greg's face said it all.
You're wincing?
He looks like he wanted to puke when I said that.
Oh, no. The one thing that I know about Blau is he is a really good offensive mind. I just don't know if he would be ready to be calling plays at this point.
Look, at some point, Sean McVay was a nobody and Ben Johnson was a nobody. So I don't want to write off young up-and-coming coaches. He played here. He knows the culture and he's taken on more creative offensive responsibilities since leaving the organization. I go, yay. I'd be interested.
Yeah. And here's the other thing too, is Ben Johnson, when he was named OC, there was still this debate all summer. Was Dan Campbell going to be calling plays or was Ben Johnson? I don't even think they made that determination until they got into the training camp.
Yeah, I think the less known guys make more sense if Dan wants to keep his options open going into next season.
All right, next name, Davis Webb, Denver Broncos pass game coordinator.
Again, the Sean Payton tree, there's your familiarity quotient. Former NFL quarterback, young, considered a rising star in coaching circles. These guys all start somewhere. Yay.
They do. I don't know, though, that, I mean, the whole John Morton thing obviously didn't work out. It was that Sean Payton coaching tree situation. And I'm not going to say no on one guy just because another one didn't work out. I'd be interested, so I'm not going to say nay.
All right, another powerhouse name, former Cleveland head coach Kevin Stefanski.
Yay. I think he's a tremendous coach. Now, this is going to be one, though, where, like Dan Campbell said, if I'm calling plays, then you don't have to worry about somebody stealing your play caller. If Kevin Stefanski, I think he's only here a year, maybe two, and then he gets to be a head coach again.
Yeah, I think it'd be a rehab stint, coaching rehabilitation. He'd come in here, he'd run the offense, and then he'd probably leave. But there's nobody more qualified on this list than Kevin Stefanski. Yay.
All right, Tommy Rees, Cleveland Browns offensive coordinator.
So they gave him play calling duties in the second half of the season.
Yeah.
I'm intrigued. Yes or no, I guess yay.
Yeah, I would say yay as well. I mean, this is a guy, he's got a ton of energy. I think he's going to be a future head coach. Again, it goes to if he comes here and does well, which we all want him to do.
Yeah.
Eventually, he's going to be a head coach.
That's okay. It's part of winning football games. Yep. We want to get back to that.
Shane Waldron, Jacksonville Jaguars pass game coordinator.
Nay. He flopped as the OC in both Seattle and Chicago. I don't need to see it.
No.
Nate Schielhaus, LA Rams pass game coordinator.
I would say yay on this one. And I remember when we were talking about, you know, whether it was Scotty Montgomery, Hank Fraley, the sophistication of the pass game, when you look at what the Rams are doing and McVay, I think I might say yay to anybody that's fallen off that tree.
Yeah, that tree has been mostly successful. There's always the risk you don't get to take Sean McVay with you, but I'm intrigued. Yay.
All right, we got a big name here. Cliff Kingsbury, who was the OC with the Commanders.
I think we could probably say this in unison. Nay.
Really?
And the reason I say nay is because his offense is based more on having a mobile quarterback. It was Jaden Daniels. It was Kyler Murray in college and with Arizona. So I just don't know that his style of offense fits with Jared Goff.
Well, and what do we want the Lions to really improve on? It's running the ball. It's firing out and setting up that play action. Cliff Kingsbury's more that pass heavy offense, and reportedly that was some of the conflict in Washington, as he wanted to throw more and they wanted to run more. Just feels like a square peg round hole situation.
A name you might have to wait on here if the Bills make a playoff run is Ronald Curry, Buffalo Bills quarterbacks coach.
I'm going to say nay as well, simply because he's used to working with Josh Allen. And Josh Allen is one of the best running quarterbacks that you have. His offense is designed around having that style
of
quarterback.
He can't teach Goff to do what Allen does.
So why is this guy mentioned? You've probably never heard of him. He does have a connection, was an assistant under Sean Payton back in the day in New Orleans. So that's the coaching tree Campbell comes from. Passing game guy. You always wonder how much of it is Josh Allen, you know?
Yeah.
Right.
So nay.
Real quick. Is he the old Kentucky quarterback? Ronald Curry, or am I thinking of something? No.
No.
Oh, that's Carolina hoops, Greg.
All right, no, he played receiver at North Carolina.
Okay, He did both. He was a two-sport athlete. Sorry to sidetrack us there. But anywho, finally, a name that just became available last night. Todd Monken, ex-Ravens OC.
I think this is my most yay of any of the names on the list. Run-heavy offense, ran the offense, so there's a degree of, hey, I'm not rolling the dice with an inexperienced guy. Proven commodity, run game emphasis, yay.
Yeah, and it's not just been success with Lamar. He's been good at being a part of offenses that don't just have that mobile quarterback. I would definitely say a yay on this one.
The one concern here is it sounds like John Harbaugh was insistent he wouldn't move on from him in Baltimore. Wherever John Harbaugh gets a job probably brings him with him to be the OC.
He's not maybe a head coaching candidate?
I suppose he could be. There's your coordinator carousel.
I mean, I don't know that he's ready for that one yet, but we'll see.
Did I read he interviewed for the Michigan job? I think I might have read that. I don't know if he's going to be an NFL head coach this cycle. I think offensive coordinator, and I think the Lions should be reaching out and making a phone call. Here's your coordinator carousel, 97.1.
Hey, we're talking about Planet Fitness all week long, and at the start of the new year, we all have goals. If you want to get into better shape, Planet Fitness is a great place to do it. You have free fitness training on any level of membership from knowledgeable trainers, and it doesn't matter if you're new, if you're experienced, there's a lot to be had at Planet Fitness. We all have our different reasons. I talk about mine all the time. I want to be able to play and do things with my kids. I want to be active. To do that, I've got to make sure that I'm still active in the gym. And if you're thinking about Planet Fitness, some of the great things, it's a dollar down right now, $15 a month. That gets you in the door. But if you want more, if you want access to over 2,800 clubs nationwide, if you want to have unlimited guest privileges, you're gonna go with the Black Card membership. It's $24.99 a month, and you have access to their Black Card spa as well and all the amenities that brings. Find your nearest club and join today in club, online, or on your free Planet Fitness app. We're all strong on this planet, Planet Fitness.
Good morning, 97.1. Mixing some phone calls on the coordinator carousel. Lions are going to make a change at offensive coordinator. John Morton is out. We'll field some of those phone calls. There's also this story in the news, Heather, this viral proposal in the state of Michigan that went wrong.
Yeah, it went viral for all the wrong and the right reasons, really, thankfully. So there's a man from Rochester Hills. They went to Boyne and he proposed to his girlfriend up on that big sky bridge. And as he was down on one knee proposing, he took the ring out of the box and had kind of, shaky fingers. Yeah. And the ring fell through the grating of the bridge all the way down like 118 feet into the snow below. So, of course, they searched for it for like 2.5 hours. Somebody working at the resort had metal detectors, so they were out there, and they kind of had given up hope after all of that time. But the man who worked there said, you know what? I'm not done. And he stayed out there longer searching, and it was on like his last attempt. He reached down into the snow, grabbed a huge
handful of snow,
and there in his hand, he could see the ring glistening and kind of like right as they were like about to walk out and like head home without the ring, that man came through and was like, ha ha, I've got it. So a happy ending after all of that and a story to tell too. Mm. Oh,
I bet so.
My gosh.
Love was in the air. Sorry, you did such a good job setting that up and then he...
It was the reaction behind the scenes. I wasn't going to react at all.
Don't blame it on me. Yeah, it's 50-50. Yeah. When we make eye contact, when Heather does something like that, it's over. Uh-huh.
There was a moment when TJ was in this week, and I'm proud of us collectively, because he said something about sitting down something. And
It was. It could have been
a hard place.
Yeah, something more.
We were able to avoid it. Anyway, back to this story, this proposal. It went viral. It's a proposal fail.
Yes.
That ended up working out.
Sure did.
We want to hear your proposal fail stories and places you've lost your wedding ring or engagement ring. 248-539-9797.
I've lost one before.
You have?
Yeah, and that was simply because while I was playing, I never wore one because my hands, I would just break my fingers all the time.
I don't think you're supposed to when you're playing sports at that
level. I would never wear it when I was playing, but I, like after practice or mid-season, like my fingers were broken, so I couldn't put it on.
Couldn't even get the ring on your finger.
And so I didn't wear it for years, and I couldn't remember where it was.
This is the first marriage.
Yes.
I've never lost my ring. I'm pretty careful. I don't wear it a whole lot, I have to be honest, but I'm pretty careful. Now, though, my daughter always wants to look at it because I have it on like a ring stand. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, be very careful. You can look at it, but yeah. I'm with her. But I am nervous one day she'll go into my bedroom and find it and like, who knows, carry it off somewhere.
Yeah.
But there's got to be stories about people losing it down a drain.
Oh, sure.
Or like people wear it when they're boating and they do, you know, wakeboarding and tubing and water skiing. It's like...
Especially you go on vacation, these tropical places. Could be a honeymoon. You're not used to wearing the ring and you do something active and you lose it. Why don't you wear yours? I'm curious.
I'm not a big jewelry wearer. I don't like sleeping in rings because my hands kind of swell, my fingers swell, and I hate the feeling of a ring being stuck on my finger. Like, it's the worst feeling to me in the world. And it just kind of gets in the way. Like, when I had babies and I was washing my hands and changing diapers constantly, it was just like getting hit on, and it's just kind of like, now I just don't wear it. I wear it in, like, if I go to an event, I'll wear it, but daily I don't.
Yeah. I mentioned I didn't wear the first one just simply because I couldn't put it back on my fingers. The wedding ring I have now, I almost never take off.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, even when I work out, it's you know, I'm not lifting heavy weights like I used to, so it never comes off. So there's really no risk of losing it.
Mine is in originals in Torch Lake.
Oh, you lost it in the lake?
Yes.
What were you doing?
So we were boating and having fun and all that, and we went to the sandbar at the southern point of the lake, get out, and we were playing football, and we have pictures to track when it disappeared.
Oh, really? Oh.
Yeah. So it was like earlier in the day, it was on my finger, and then there was this group photo at the sandbar after we played football, and the ring wasn't on anymore.
When did you realize that
you
lost it?
So you didn't even know it was gone?
No, not right away.
How long ago was this?
Oh, this was 16 years ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I wonder if anyone's
it wasn't
found
a real
it.
Expensive one, so.
Well, that's what I was going to bring up, too. I feel like guy losing the wedding band a lot different than.
Than a diamond.
That you spent how many thousands on. Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know where it is, but it's up there somewhere unless somebody found it like this. Not far from Boeing. Get on it, metal detector guy.
There are stories like that where people find rings that wash ashore or, you know.
Yeah.
You never know. Maybe someone's got it on their finger, Tom.
Hopefully. It'd be weird.
You never know.
Yeah, found this one.
Let's keep it.
248-539-9797. We don't wear wedding rings. We've talked about this on the show. Kelsey and I don't.
Did you guys even get them?
No.
What?
Yeah.
What'd you do at the wedding?
We had a very small ceremony. It was a little more than that, but it was just, you know, brothers, sisters, mom and dad on both sides. Just a short little ceremony.
Did you say vows?
Was it a handshake?
No, there were no vows, no handshake, John.
I do.
Did you guys kiss?
Yeah. I'm down.
No vows. Yeah. So was it even like officiated?
Yeah, we had an officiant.
So it is official.
It was official. But we made the decision, instead of buying a wedding ring and having a wedding, we put a down payment on a house and took a honeymoon, which I don't regret for a second, for what it cost to have a wedding and what it cost to buy a wedding ring. Kelsey was never someone who wanted one. Her mom doesn't really wear one. She doesn't like jewelry, like you said. She wouldn't really be wearing it all that often anyway. And it was like, for the cost, let's have a great honeymoon. Let's go to Hawaii. And let's get a house. I mean, that's a huge expense. So we put the money into more practical things and more fun things.
She said
no.
Now that she is like, now maybe I would like to have one.
It's never come up.
Is this part of the swinger life?
Oh,
because I mean, it just opens the door already. You're not taken with the ring.
I don't know. Some of those would prefer that you show your ring. They want to.
Yeah.
That's why you go to the grocery store with the upside down pineapple. If you got the ring on.
John, are you speaking from experience when you say this?
No. But Heather was shaking her head.
So she can confirm that's what it is.
I'm not confirming anything. I'm just
nodding
agreeing.
Your yes.
I've
heard
that.
Yes.
248-539-9797. Yeah, I know
from
I'm
the
stuck
one that got
with
married
it.
With a handshake.
Oh, God. I don't do myself any favors when I say we took an adults-only cruise and we don't wear wedding rings. I know how it sounds. I know why I get the comments.
I've just never heard of anybody going through a wedding ceremony and not exchanging rings. I'm not saying
you can't do it.
You can't do it. Yeah. Obviously, there's nothing. If that's something you guys agree on, that's fine.
It's not traditional. I know it's unique.
Could have done inexpensive rings. I mean, you don't have to spend a fortune on a wedding ring.
Yeah. It could just be a wedding band for both of you.
Yeah. Some people do that. Mm-hmm. 248-539-9797. I'm seeing a lot of judgment over here. We got phone calls to get to. We want to know about your proposal fails and where you've lost your wedding ring. Because this moment that went viral up at Boyne.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, you said his hand was shaking.
Well, it was probably cold.
And nervous.
And nervous, yeah. And I mean, you're on the bridge to begin with.
Have you ever been on that bridge?
It's relatively new,
isn't it?
Newer, yeah. Yeah.
I've never been.
It's cool.
Oh, yeah. It sounds cool.
It can be cold, but...
Well, this poor guy, in winter, sure.
He thinks he's got this perfect, intimate, like, wintry setting, right. And it's going to go so perfectly. Uh-huh.
It hits the grating on the way down.
Ding, ding, ding.
248-539-9797. Your story's next. 97.1.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford, and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.